right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Scott Sandlin joins us. Nice to see you there, Scotty.
Good to be back.
All right, and he is a hypnotherapist. He does this for a living. He has been trained for years and years and years.
That's
and,
right.
And helps people with problems, with addiction, with weight problems, with fear of flying, whatever kind of fear, smoking, drinking, whatever
sure.
you got.
A lot with pain control, actually, as
a
well.
A lot of pain control mm-hmm. without the actual prescriptions.
Yep.
Now, you're not a doctor, right?
No, not a medical doctor.
All right.
Now, how many years of school? Scott is one of our favorite guests and such a nice guy, too. How many years of school required for a degree, if that's what it is?
Sure. It's a certification. It's similar to sort of a nursing degree, that sort of thing. I did a year and a half of training. And you can do it in a more accelerated time than that, but I actually was really lucky that I got to spend a year and a half with my instructor and do a mentorship with her.
Well, let's see how good you are, okay?
All right. Sure.
I'm going to ask you a question here. You give me an answer. All right?
All right.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl. See, here's the thing. Hypnosis, good. Psychic, I got like a D- in that class. That's not really where I am.
Okay. I thought you guys were one in the same.
A little bit, slightly different. Slightly
okay.
different.
Right.
But an important difference.
Okay, Scott Sandlin, he treats people professionally. You were out in the Marina Del Rey area today?
I was.
Helping people out?
I was actually meeting with an addictions doctor named Mary Eno, who's she and I are partnering and creating some really neat stuff for
cool.
addiction.
All right, now when it comes to weight loss...
Mm-hmm.
You are 60% successful?
I was mentioning that off the air. A friend of mine, who's a colleague who specializes in hypnotherapy, over a 12-year period, he's about 60%,
and,
which is long-term follow-up. Unbelievable.
And what's a typical diet? 8%? 10%?
Yeah, 8, 10, 12%, I think, is Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers. They're all real low when you get to long-term numbers. And he's at 50, 60%.
Wow. Good
wow.
for him.
Yeah,
he's very popular.
That's his... only thing he does is his specialty, and he's great at it.
You know what he should do? He should set up a little kiosk right outside the buffet at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, you might as well. Yeah, on your way in or out.
Right, but you wouldn't want people all hypnotized walking through the casino. Although that, I bet, you know what I should do one day? I should pay to bring Scott to the Bellagio to hypnotize me. I'd love to walk and play blackjack under hypnosis. What a trip that would be. All the lights, all the sounds while hypnotized. It would be like a trip, right?
Sure, if we wanted to make it that. I mean, we could do it where you absolutely zoned out all of the distractions and you were able to count cards or whatever you want to do. Or you could be absolutely concentrating on all the distractions, just the environment and the, experience.
Could you make it so Brian Whitman believed that he was Don Imus for the night?
Believed? Absolutely.
Sitting there with a cowboy hat at the blackjack table?
6 months now after the hour. Wow, hit me.
Excuse me, Imus, you have a 4 and a 10 there. Dealer showing a 10.
I know I have, you moron. Give me a 7.
Yeah, we should do that, Scott. I'm gonna make a note of that, all right?
All right. All right. All right. Now, you have Randy Wang is with us, and he is one of our producers here. And he has self-admittedly a weight problem. He's got weight issues.
You know it.
He's not morbidly obese, but he's moving in that direction.
If I'm morbidly obese.
No, you're obese.
Well, my doctor, I told you what my doctor wrote on my medical chart.
Right, obese.
Right. He wrote obese and he underlined it.
Right.
So I don't know what the underline means.
That's a huge bitch.
Yeah. If I'm obese.
I think I'll just get 2 underlines.
All right. All right, so you've worked on Randy, and you're going to sort of demonstrate how you would treat somebody with a weight issue.
Sure. And before we do that, there's a couple things I want to look at. Obviously, it's food, quality and quantity of, pretty simple, and then exercise.
Okay.
And in doing all those things, the thing is discipline doesn't work because it's not fun and it's not rewarding. So the whole idea to get any behavioral change to be long-lasting is to shift desire. Because desire is what motivates us to do anything effectively.
Now, you've talked to him, and you've put him under your spell?
Into hypnosis.
Right.
Under my spell, why not?
I'm from the 1700s.
Sure.
So.
Right.
Tim's, you didn't see Tim's horse and buggy out on the P2 parking level?
No, I parked on the ground floor. I didn't see that.
By the way, are the horses, do they have water, Gina? the horses do have water. All right. If Jerry had your mic on, that would have been real funny. But thanks, Jerry.
Well, I was over having supper across the street, and I brought the horses over.
Oh, you all did? Right. Okay.
So you've done your work with him. Now you can put him under, and we can ask him questions?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's do that. Why don't you guys do that off the air so we don't get anybody crazy on,
sure.
You know, just in case you know, somebody's vulnerable to them.
All right. You want to do all it right now?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So Scott Sandlin is now going to take Randy Wang over to the corner.
That's right.
And if you want to do it even outside or
right outside
quieter,
that door, yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
All right. And he's going to put Randy Wang. It shouldn't take long because he'd already talked to him.
That's right. Now, Randy is already, as you've noticed him, Randy is already kind of in a state of, in a very lethargic state.
Hey, Gina, could you make sure that the volume of our show is not on in the green room?
It's not? I'll do it right now.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, Randy's
I don't want to distract him.
Randy's in a very lethargic state. Randy looks almost, as Scott described, as if he just awakened from a nap in the sun out on the back lawn.
Right. Right. All right. Has hypnotherapist helped you in the past? Here are the phone numbers, whether you're a drug addict, you're a smoker, you're a drinker, you're a workaholic, perhaps you're...
Sex addict.
Yeah, you got some craziness going on in your life. You suffer from depression. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. Is this hypnosis all it's cracked up to be? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Mm-mm.
Now, when Randy comes back in here, he's going to be completely out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a suspicion
yes.
that he's going to be saying some things that will offend either me or you or Gina, and especially that troll in there.
Jerry. Well, I'll tell you what Scott Sandlin, the hypnotherapist, said to me privately just a moment ago.
Here, right, here we go. Here we go.
He said Randy's very susceptible to
right,
this. So Randy's a great candidate for this.
He's coming back in. All right.
Randy Wang, man. All right. Have a seat there, buddy.
All right. Here he is. Hi, Randy.
Hey.
How are you, man?
I'm doing great.
All right.
You want to put your headphones on or no?
Yeah.
All right. There he is. You look like you're a little tired.
Yeah.
Feeling good?
Feeling great.
All right. And so, Scott, you want to ask him a few questions?
Sure. What we're going to do is we're just going to drop him right back down into hypnosis without doing anything that would risk, you know, people who are driving
sure.
or anything like that.
Okay.
And then he'll sound exactly the way he sounds now, maybe a little bit more relaxed, and he'll be open and honest, and we'll work on some desire stuff.
Okay. And you said before he's exceptionally susceptible to this.
He's very, very good hypnotic subject, which usually implies smart and highly focused individuals.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
You know, people yeah. usually think it's gullibility, and it couldn't be further from the truth.
Mm. So it's basically people who are really disbelievers who are the best subjects.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you want to put them under then?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Go ahead and just take a deep breath in and look right here. And close your eyes and just sleep all the way back down. And deeper and deeper. And you can just feel that good, warm feeling you were feeling before.
There you go.
And just feel that level of relaxation, like every muscle feels relaxed. Perfect. And you'll remain seated in the chair comfortably and safely. That's right. Because what we're going to do is just like we said before, we're going to ask you a couple of very simple questions. And like we said in the green room there, it feels good to tell the truth. It feels good to give the right answers. And it's going to be very simple for you to just answer very honestly with your immediate instinct, immediate impulse, because you want to.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So with that in mind, the first question is, on a scale of 0 to 10, how motivated are you to get healthier and lose weight?
Let's go with a 3.
A 3, okay.
Oh, boy.
Would you like that motivation to be more?
Of course.
Okay. Do you think that motivation is something that's holding you back?
Yeah. I'm just not motivated to do anything.
Okay, what I want you to do is just go ahead and take a deep breath in.
Welcome to 97.1.
Perfect. Go ahead, Randy, take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, just imagine yourself in the future in an imaginary time when you're the exact weight you want to be. And you look the way you want to look, that you feel the way you want to feel. You look better, you feel better, you are better by your own standards. And just real quickly, what's that feel like for you?
1980.
It feels great.
What do you look like?
Well, I'm as tall as I am.
Right.
But I'm down to about maybe 190, you know, fit, lose the cans.
You're feeling good? You're looking good?
Feeling good, looking good. Mm-hmm. Time to go get some chicks.
Yeah.
Go ahead and just imagine a couple people you care about or respect right around you right now. And imagine them being happy for you, proud of you, and inspired by you. And think about that change you've made in your life and how good it makes you feel, and look how happy it's making all of them. See how cool that is?
Yeah.
Who was there?
Let's see who's in front of me.
Who are these people?
I think Tim and Brian are there. Gina's there. My brother's there.
What about Toto?
Toto. Yeah, Toto's there too, Tim.
Scott, can I ask a question?
Absolutely, yeah, go right ahead.
He mentioned the cans because, you know, we joke with him about mm-hmm. about his man boobs, about his cans, man. And in the other room, I don't know if you noticed, Scott, but Randy does have, I mean...
He didn't lift his shirt, but sure.
He got a real set of cans. How in his mind, because as he talked about motivation of losing weight, how self-conscious is he of the cans? Because if he's really self-conscious of it, I'll stop mentioning it.
Let's find out.
Randy, are you very self-conscious of your cans? Because if you are, I'll stop making jokes about
it. Not around you guys.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so just on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the most, 0 being none at all, how sensitive are you about those comments?
That Brian makes?
Yeah.
Not very at all.
If you had to give it a number, what number would it be?
A 2.
Oh, good. Okay. That's low, then.
That's fine. Good.
Brian's my friend. I wouldn't take anything you ever said seriously.
That's good. Good. So go ahead and just take a deep breath and double your relaxation, because that feels good to tell the truth.
Can I ask him a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Randy, what do you think about Jack Silver, the program director?
What do I think about him?
Yeah.
Should I say this on the air?
Now, I should say, in the green room, I said you won't say anything that will risk your career or have any detriment to yourself.
You did say that, Scott.
I did say that. I made sure to say that in the green
room. Oh, I see. Okay.
Do you have a tape of that, Scott?
Yeah.
That you said?
All right, well, let's ask you a better question, or more on a positive, because you're in a positive mode.
You want
right
me
now.
To still work at the station,
I
right,
want you
Tim?
To. Yes. I want you to be at the station for a long time. What do you think about Gina Grad?
I think Gina Grad is one of the best people I've ever known. She's very talented. She's very funny, and she's a great person.
And are you physically attracted to Gina Grad?
She's very attractive, but I'm not physically attracted to her.
Randy, are you in love with Gina?
No.
What if Gina says she was in love with you?
She wouldn't say that.
Could you flip it around?
Well, come
could
on.
Could you turn it on?
I could turn it on, but... I can't think of Gina like that.
Now, what about Jerry Wachowski? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Jerry? Honest thoughts. Take a deep breath. Your honest thoughts. It's good to tell the truth.
Jerry's
feels good,
effing
doesn't
lazy.
It? Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jerry's a very abusive person.
Does he yell at you a lot?
Yeah.
Does that make you feel good?
It doesn't make me feel great, but I'm kind of dead to it now.
Do you feel, Randy, that you are Jerry's superior, that you are here at the station, here on the show, almost above him in terms of importance, in terms of influence?
Well, I'm not, but sometimes I think I am.
Why is that?
I would just say I put a lot more into this show, into this station, than Wachowski does. I love him. I love you, Jerry, but, I mean... Come on.
And you know, being that honest feels good. So take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, double that relaxation. And really just take a minute and thank yourself for that honesty, because being honest with yourself and others is what it's all about. So good.
All right, Randy, what do you think about Brian Whitman?
I think Brian's an idol of mine. He's one of the most talented people. I know he's unbelievably funny. I think he's kind of insane, but... And, you know, he's really, really clingy when it comes to the phone, but...
Do you enjoy long conversations on the phone with him?
I try to, because they're nice conversations, and we're always, you know, having... You know, he's got nice things to say to me, and I love talking to him, but every time, my ear is sweating when I get off the phone with him. It's...
Too long.
It's hours.
Is it more excruciating to talk to Brian on the phone for an hour or Sam Phillips?
Sam Phillips.
Oh, well, that's good.
At least you don't like the long conversations with Sam Phillips?
I dodged that
one. Those you can't end.
Is there a way at all to end them other than to just simply hang up?
You have to say, oh, I'm going on the air right now, or, oh, I just died. She doesn't buy it. And then she'll call you back if you hang up on her.
Randy, what do you think of Tim Conway Jr.?
I think Tim is like one of the greatest guys I've ever known. He's... So funny and smart. He's an inspiration. He's a big effing stud.
Thank you, man.
All right.
All right. When's the last time you were with a woman?
I want to say November or October.
No, no, no. Not in the company of. Like, not in the car with. I mean naked. We didn't mean naked.
All right,
with.
Brian. You're very funny.
Was it November, October?
Yes. Like, yeah, I think around Halloween.
Really?
Tell us about that.
Were you in costume?
No, I wasn't in costume. It was a booty call with a chick that I can't stand.
Wow.
You give it to her good, Randy?
No.
Did you fall asleep?
No.
Did she fall asleep?
No, but any time I ever call this chick, it's like the second we're starting to have sex, it's, yeah, get the hell out of my house. I can't take it anymore. What did I do? Why did I call you? Oh. I don't know.
So, Randy.
You're like Brad Pitt.
If I may, just understand this better, you call her. We'll give her a name like Mary. Obviously, it's not her name. You call Mary. She comes over. You make out a little bit, correct?
Yeah.
You're then nude or partially nude. She's also nude or partially nude. You're then ready to have intercourse.
Yeah, everything's great up till that moment. Then.
And then you don't have intercourse because right at the moment at
no,
which...
No, we have it, but oh. In the middle of it, I'm just cursing myself for making this happen.
Is she attractive?
Wow.
No.
So how long will you enjoy her company in that way before you get angry with yourself and kick her out?
The second we start having intercourse.
Oh. And how? Why is she not attractive? Can you describe her physically?
Hmm. She's a little overweight, but she's not too unattractive. She's just extremely irritating.
Now, after this...
She your age?
Yeah, she's my age.
After this treatment, after this once or twice where she comes over, gets ready, you know, you start it, getting it on, then you kick her out, she continues to come back to your apartment despite the incidents that have occurred previously?
Yeah, she's always, you know, that's the thing with, you know, chicks that like that, you know, they're always, you know, they're ready and they're willing.
Right, but, and she has self-esteem issues, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I'll ignore this chick, won't call her for 3 months, and then out of the blue, I was like, I'm picking you up, and okay.
All right, Randy Wang is right now under hypnosis, mm-hmm. And what do you think about Adam Carolla?
Adam Carolla is one of the most brilliant people, and that surprised me when I first started working for him. He's hilarious, he's brilliant, and he's a really nice guy. You know, everyone told me when I started taking the job as the dump guy, I was in for hell because Adam treats everybody like crap, and it couldn't be nothing further from the truth.
And he's really nice to you.
Yeah, he's nice to me. We don't talk that much, but, you know, we have a good relationship, and he always asks me to do my John and Jeff impressions. He gets a kick out of that. So.
What about Teresa Strasser?
Teresa's very funny. I don't think I should say my opinion of her on the show, but on the show. She agrees a little too much with Adam, I think.
All right, but again, you're under hypnosis, so you can write it off as you're out of your mind.
In fact,
but
I do like the morning show that I work on.
In fact, go ahead and just take a deep breath, and as you exhale, double that relaxation again because it feels good to tell the truth. It feels good to be honest with yourself and with others, and just really respecting how good it feels to tell the truth. You just relax a little bit more.
What about Frosty, Heidi, and Frank?
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, it's kind of a love-hate thing with them. I like their show because they're funny and, you know, they're friends of ours and, you know, they always do stuff for us. And sometimes they're really, really, really funny. But a lot of times they just talk about nothing.
And that annoys you?
Yeah.
As a listener, that annoys you.
Right? Sometimes. You know, they start talking about toenails and what would other people at 97.1 taste like. And...
But don't you find that entertaining?
Sometimes I do, and sometimes I gotta switch to my iPod.
And what about Tom? Tom Likas.
Tom Likas is the first show I started listening to on this station besides Stern.
Yeah.
Back when I was 18.
Two guys you really respect?
There are a couple of guys I admire. Brian from Huntington Beach. You know, I listen to Stern and listen to the Likas show, and there's a couple of guys I admire. So I thought I'd check them out, give them a call.
Got it.
So anyway, back to Tom, one of the first shows.
I started listening to Tom Likas, mm-hmm. The first time I ever listened to him was when it was summer of, you know, like 97 or something. I'm driving with my dad to, spend the day at his work when I was 12 years old. And on our way home, we're listening, you know, to the radio station in the morning. We go in with Stern. driving home, we're listening to this guy who's having some big party in Seattle. Don't know who he is. And he's talking to this chick on the phone, and she's like talking about how she's taking her pants off while she's talking to him. I thought, wow, this guy's awesome.
And you're sitting next to your dad.
And you're 12.
That was a great moment.
That's pretty cool.
Sitting with your dad, driving home, listening to Lycus talk a chick's pants off. But
Did your dad enjoy that?
Yeah, he liked Lycus back in the day, but now I used to like really be into Lycus because he kind of saved me. At one point, listening to his show got me to dump a girl that was ruining my life.
Wow.
But now I'm kind of past Tom.
All right.
Probably because of the voice.
Can I ask you a question?
And again, Randy's under hypnosis.
Randy,
this is my last day. It's been a good run.
No. You've done great. We talked about your job at Magic Mountain, and we talked about how you used to wear your Magic Mountain uniform sometimes to school because you were so
Not sometimes.
Every day.
Oh, okay.
Every day.
And you would wear the Donald Duck tie to school because you were very proud.
Daffy Duck. Every time you guys time you do Magic Mountain, you do Disney references. Come on.
Daffy Duck.
Did you wear your name tag to school?
Yes.
Okay, because you were proud of it.
Yes, because at one point I was a supervisor, so it was a blue name tag.
I have a question about—
Did the kids recognize the difference?
No, I don't think they did.
I have a question about your hair. Are you equally proud of your hair as you were of that name tag, of that Daffy Duck tie? Because you have a great, great head of hair that I notice you really let grow, and it's bushy and it's full and it's very Sean Hannity-like. Tell us about your hair.
I love my hair. It's probably like the one good feature about me is I have really thick, full hair, and I do enjoy it. And it's so easy to, you know, shampoo, wash, and comb. Just comb it straight back once. I like my hair. It's the only physical feature about myself that I'm not self-conscious about.
When's the last time you farted and went, whoa?
Probably last night. Yeah, last night.
What happened?
Walked in the bathroom, I cut one, and whoa.
Sorry, I missed that.
And you know what, Randy? That honesty is what makes you feel so good. And you just take a deep breath in, and as you relax, you just feel even better. Because what we're talking about is desire and feeling really good. Because that's
actually
all
we're
you
talking
want.
About farts, Scott.
Oh, sure, sure.
All right, we got to take a break here. Scott will continue working with Randy. He is under hypnosis.
Yes.
If you'd like to talk to Scott, he does it. If you have a problem in your life, he can possibly help you out through hypnosis. He's been very successful in the past. So if you have a question, perhaps you have a concern in your life, drinking, drugs, smoking, whatever, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Randy Wang is currently under hypnosis, so anything he says here cannot be held against him. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. We're going to spend a little time here talking about pain management, because that's what Scott Sandlin does. You can go to his website, gohypnotherapy.com, gohypnotherapy.com, and for people who went to LAUSD, it's HYPNOTHERAPY.
With a go in front of it.
Yeah, go hypnotherapy. All right, now Gina is with us, the lovely Gina Grad. Always nice to see you.
Thank you. You as well.
Now, you were complaining all night of a headache. When you got here tonight, I thought you were going to strangle somebody.
I was in such a bad mood. It was just like a burning horseshoe across my forehead.
And like even when I saw you in the parking lot, you walked by like,
You were grunting.
It wasn't cute.
Yeah, and I asked you, and then I guess I didn't help it by asking you if you were in your period.
In my period, yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Which is Tim's go-to question for a woman with any sort of stress on any level, whether it be emotional or physical.
Yeah.
Tim asks almost reflexively, are you in your period?
Yeah, if you're not laughing, then you're in your period. All right,
good policy there, by the way.
You know what? It gets me in a lot of trouble, but it also shortens a lot of conversations with women, too. All right, so Gina Grad came in with a headache, and on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you describe the pain?
I rated it at an 8.
An 8. Ooh. And that's severe for you.
Yeah, and I don't have headaches, so this is new to me, and it was absolutely excruciating.
Okay, and Scott, how did you treat her?
I wouldn't use the word treat because treat implies cure and things like that. Oh, okay. Basically, all I did was just
help. How did you mask the pain?
Alleviate.
Alleviate.
Yeah. I went through a very simple technique with her. Her eyes are open the whole time. It's what's considered waking hypnosis. Very similar to when you're driving, you zone out in autopilot, right along the lines with that. And we just went through a very simple technique that took less than 3 minutes. And it went from an 8, then down to a 4, then down to a 1. And I believe it's still at a 1.
Yep, still at a 1.
So now you're functioning, you're happier.
Oh, I'm in such a better mood. It's ridiculous.
Now, Scott, is this something somebody can do on their own? For example, I get headaches all the time. I get them behind my eyes, and I get a real decent headache probably once a week.
Sure.
And, I mean, a headache that makes me just want to chop my head off.
Right, right.
Is there a technique that someone can do at home or they can...
It's actually, when I work with people for chronic pain, it's one of the first things I do in the first session is teach them how to use this technique. I'm actually teaching a class in San Diego this coming weekend to hypnotherapists for pain control.
Oh, great.
And this is one of the first things we teach. And it's probably bang for your buck, the technique I use more than anything else.
Is the information on the seminar on your website?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Where is the seminar this week?
That seminar is in San Diego, and it's for people with hypnotherapy training already.
Right.
We do other things for people learning hypnosis. I did one of those last month, and other things as well. This one is for practitioners to get better at pain control.
All right. Now, real quickly, before we have to take a break.
Sure.
Brian Whitman gets these radical headaches. Is it possible to treat him right now for future headaches that he might have?
It's possible, but in terms of long term, it's not realistic. We could probably get, you know, prevent the next one or the one after that, but, you know, conditioning would just be on your own.
All right. What about Gina's headache? She came in with an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Now it's a 1. How long will that last?
Probably the end of the day.
Could we have some?
And then tomorrow she might feel bad again?
Well, if it was an issue that was chronic, you know, if it was, you know, a bad back or a bad knee or something like that, that could come back, but. Headaches usually go away by then anyway.
Could we have some fun with Gina and bring that back up to an 8, spike it back up to an 8, down to a 1,
Brian,
spike
come
it
on.
Back? What?
Come
no,
on.
No, no,
no! No, 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 Brian.
Just kidding.
Actually, theoretically, we could.
You probably could.
No, we could. Actually, I've done that right. With clients, but it's...
Yeah, it's no fun.
It's not fun.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster. Yeah.
All right. Danny in Hawaiian Gardens, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? I love the show.
Thank
hilarious.
You.
I love it.
Scott Sandlin's with us.
Hey, well, my pain would be stress-related because of the recent market for real estate. I'm an appraiser, and I'm struggling for work right now. And I already got a second job working as a waiter in Manhattan Beach, and, you know, it's just to no end. Like, I get home, and I'm just completely stressed out. I don't want to talk to my wife. You know, I'm down all day, and... It's just a matter, you know, I'm on Career Builder trying to get another job, and just really, what can I do to just relieve this other than self-motivating myself to, you know, get another job?
Well, I've worked with a lot of people in real estate just because high commission jobs are high stress jobs. And when the market's up or the market's down, especially with what it's doing right now, it's just a train wreck for a lot of you guys. And that's really unfortunate. But what it comes down to is you got to think about what you actually want. Instead of trying to avoid poverty or avoid the frustration or things like that, think about, again, I was talking about it a little bit earlier about desire and moving towards what you actually want. So think about what you want and what you're unwilling to do to get it. And then whatever's not on the list of unwilling to do is what you're going to have to get done. And sometimes that's take a second job like you did. But when you're doing that, realize you're earning the things you actually want. So don't get caught up in the stress of the hard part.
Scott, for very quickly, Tim, if I may, 30 seconds. For people, dudes who are trained in hypnotherapy, would it be unethical to, like, be on a date with a chick and you're at the restaurant and she doesn't really know it, but you're actually putting her under hypnosis during the meal, but she's got no idea, and you're putting her in that spot, that comfort zone of hypnosis, to facilitate a physical activity later on in the evening. Would that be ethical or unethical?
That would fall under the realm of unethical. There are guys who make a lot of money selling products like that to girls. Mm-hmm. And that mystery guy who's on VH1, he does all that stuff and things like that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, for a professional who does this as therapy, it's kind of like molesting.
Right,
yeah.
but you could do it, right?
Could do it, absolutely, sure.
When you were curing Gina's headache, you could have grabbed and reached over and aced one of her boobs, right?
Probably not. No, it's within reason. I mean, it's not mind control or anything like that, but it is influence. Mm. You know, it's just like being... You know, a smooth talker.
Right. Right. It's almost being like captivated by someone.
Sure.
Right. All right, gang. Scott Sandlin is with us. If you're in pain and you want his services, go to his website, gohypnotherapy.com. He just relieved a massive headache for Gina Grab. She had a headache that was an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Now it's a 1.
How about that?
Yeah. Gohypnotherapy.com. It's Conway and Whitman. Scott Sandlin's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Scott Sandlin is with us, and he's a very interesting guy.
He is a very interesting guy.
The stuff he tells us off the air is terrific. Hopefully we'll have you on in a couple more weeks, because I think we should explore that as well.
So, like, a really... Scott is a really smart guy, too. I think that if I were down at Sony Studios and I was a Jeopardy contestant, and Scott walked out and grabbed the podium next to me... I think I'd start shaking. I think he's real smart.
Yeah.
Thanks. I know how to read and write, you know, things like that.
Although the story you told me of you being on top of a car and falling off drunk leads me to believe that maybe you weren't all books and you did enjoy yourself.
I didn't say
yourself.
I was drunk, though. I didn't say I was.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So you think maybe I'd have an
edge? You did that sober?
I might have, yeah.
Wow. All right. I just assumed booze was involved with that.
I appreciate the benefit of the doubt on that, by the way.
All right. We're going to give a couple of things away here. For Jake and Chino, you're going to get a 4-pack of passes to the Grand National Roadster Show. The granddaddy of them all.
Yeah, man.
It's blown up at the Fairplex in Pomona on January 25th through 27th. And then Chief in L.A. You're going to get I Live for This, the book about baseball's last true believer, Tommy Lasorda,
yeah,
all told by award-winning sports writer Bill Plaschke and Lasorda himself. Winner qualifies for two $100 gift cards from Champs Sports, where sports lives. So congratulations to Jake and Chief.
Now, what are we going to do here with Randy Wang, our very own Randy Wang, who Scott put under hypnosis at the top of this particular hour? Is he hasn't said a word. Is he still under?
No, I mean, we can put him right back under real fast if we wanted to.
You could.
Yeah.
All right, let's throw him back under.
All right. Randy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, what I want you to do is just get into a comfortable position so you're sort of stabilized and take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, close your eyes and go all the way back down. All the way back down. In fact, twice as deep now. Perfect.
There you go.
And you can go ahead and just remain that level of relaxation, even deeper than you were before. And, of course, maintaining the ability to tell the truth and have that feel really good.
Randy, how soon in the future do you think you'll have your own radio program?
Maybe 5 years.
5 years? And who would you like to co-host with you?
Who would I like to co-host with?
Yeah, you have anybody in mind? You thought you'd do it on your own? Would you like to do it with somebody else? Maybe a guy, a girl?
I could see myself one day maybe doing a show with Gina.
Gina Grant.
Or doing it by myself.
Yeah. What about Jerry Wachowski?
I want ratings, Tim.
What type of show would you do, Randy? Would it be a comedy-based show, or would it be kind of a more serious show, or kind of like the show we do here at night?
I'd say, yeah, more comedy-based. I don't have enough opinions to do anything really serious.
What about a show where you just eat for an hour?
That could work.
You sample different foods and you...
I could do Schindler?
Well, no. Well, Schindler recommends restaurants.
Schindler.
You don't...
How about hosting a show with John from the John and Jeff Show?
What would we talk about? Pain?
Yeah.
Pain management.
An Asian woman?
Yeah.
Now, how would John co-host with you? I'm you and you're John.
All right. Now, Randy, it's the John and Randy Show on 97.1, the FM talk station. And what is our topic, Randy?
Eating.
Well, you know, I like to eat at Asian restaurants because you can meet lots of beautiful, glamorous Asian women.
Well, then how about this? How about why guys have girls with sex they don't like?
I don't think that's a topic. We're trying to do a serious show here, Randy. So if you like Asian women, give us a call, 877-97-JOHN-RANDY.
What's the best meal the best meal you've ever had, John?
Well, Brian, the best meal I ever had was a prime rib steak at Plan B in West Los Angeles, and I can't believe you're making me do this when they're about to come in.
All right.
Well, you're under hypnosis.
All right, Randy,
you know.
Thank you very much. Scott Sandler, we'd like to thank you as well, buddy. You're the best.
I'm always happy to come back. It's a lot of fun here.
GoHypnotherapy.com. If you're in pain, you go to that website. And is there a phone number, Tim?
Yeah, it's 949-999-0831.
I didn't write that down. What is it again?
Sure, 949-999-0831. 0831. It's on the website. I'm easy to find.
Perfect. GoHypnotherapy.com. You're the best. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.